hot water heaters was usually a small stove set here that was fed, and then the hot water tank was there. But nowadays, you have your hot water tank, and all of it's hooked up together, and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would something like vinegar, for example, what would it come in stores?
Well, one thing that I used to see that you could take your vinegar jug down there, and they'd turn on a spigot and run it full of vinegar. But it seemed like it was so sour
in those days.
It was in a big barrel, or usually about a 50 gallon something.
Mm-hmm.
But then they began to have it in glass things. And since then we've had, now glass is going out and they're using plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic is so much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what's polluting there that makes plastic.
Mm-hmm.
The companies that make the plastic really are not helping us any.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
Well, now in the stores, would they put things in paper bags?
Oh yes, as far as I remember, your meat market, they would cut your meat after you got there lots of times, and then, of course, they cut some up, but they just had a very small display case with ice in it, but they rolled it up on paper, rolled it up.
And
just
they had
Oh yeah, we had a butcher in this town. He had a regular meat house,
mm-hmm.
and he had these great big round meat blocks,
mm-hmm.
and you could go there and buy. He kept them butchered all the time. You could go there and buy a roast or steak or anything you wanted to, beef or pork.
Mm-hmm.
And he was real, one of our best electricians in town's father did that,
mm-hmm.
because he was in my class at school,
mm-hmm.
at Wapu,
mm-hmm.
and he was real good about it.
Well, did you ever hear anybody call a paper bag a poke?
Mm-hmm.
Back here.
But only in Kentucky I heard it. Never around Blyville. Blyville is relatively a new town,
mm-hmm.
in comparison,
mm-hmm.
to a lot of towns.
Mm-hmm.
But Dyesburg, Tennessee is an old, old town,
mm-hmm.
like Fort Smith and a lot of the other towns.
Mm-hmm.
But Blyville is, of course, it had its 75th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would people use to make, like if they wanted the horses to go faster, like if they had a wagon, they'd
mm-hmm.
hit them with a...
Well, of course, they had it was a whip,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember what it was, if it was called it, because we didn't have a horse and we didn't have anything to whip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had a razor strop for my brother. Oh, me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well,
he didn't get it very often, though.
He did.
Not as much as he needed it. Mother whipped him with her bare hand more.
Oh.
It was easier because he cried easy.
Uh-huh. Oh, he did.
He's a sweet boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looked just like Johnny.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Spitting image of Uncle Cecil. Oh. Cecil Andrew.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the kind of sacks that, I mentioned this a while ago, that rough type material, like potatoes or something would come in.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that type of sack?
Well, the brown sack that's coarsely woven is called a Kroger sack, but it's made of burlap. And, of course, the burlap is imported into America and into different companies. So most of the time, you could go and get a 100-pound bag of potatoes. It was in burlap. Huh? Oh, he used to buy them with 100-pound all the time. Well, we had four children, and I didn't drive, and he was busy all the time. See, I just started driving 47.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me.
Yeah, and now I can go down by... I like the instant ones in the box.
Mm.
That saves peeling. You don't have any loss.
Yeah,
you don't have any loss.
Yeah,
I like, as I said, I don't care for the old days too much.
Mm.
I don't mind talking about them.
Oh, yeah, but you're glad that you're...
I'm glad I don't have that outdoor toilet, thank God.
In the wintertime, we do.
Wow!
How about, do you remember if people taking corn to the mill to be ground?
We had a grist mill here in town, and... I never did take any there, but Mr. Abbott had.
Mm-hmm.
When he lived out in the country, he'd take it up there. And Mr. Shepherd, he was a preacher who ran a grist mill. And you could get it coarse ground or you get it fine ground. He always got it fine ground.
Mm-hmm.